Welcome back to Career Quest. Today you will learn what it takes to be a real estate agent. I interviewed Jeff, who came to this career later in life, proving you never know where life will take you. Enjoy. Welcome to Career Quest, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Cindy.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
What do you mainly do for your job?
So I am a realtor, a real estate agent. Mainly what I do is I help people that are looking to sell their home or looking to buy a new home. I help them achieve whatever their goals are.
Oh, well, that's neat. How did you originally get interested in this career?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the first time I realized it was a career was when my wife and I were about to get married and we were looking to buy a condo. And I really liked the guy that was helping us. It seemed like a fun thing to go look at different homes. And it was at that point where I thought I would give it a shot and, or maybe not give it a shot, but I was interested at that point, but I didn't know what it took to do it. And I never really gave it serious consideration. And then some years later, I was working in construction with a home builder and they had real estate agents that worked at the company. And I was interested at that time as well. And it wasn't until not terribly long ago, about 2015, that I decided I was going to go after it. So it was a slow process to get to this point for sure.
Huh. What kind of training or schooling did you have to do to become a real estate agent?
Oh, I had to take 3 classes online. It's actually pretty easy to become a real estate agent. Once you take those classes, you could sign up to take a test, a licensing test through the state. I studied for that for a couple of weeks and then took the test and you get your license. It is very easy to become a real estate agent. That is why there are so many real estate agents in our area.
Hmm. What do you have to wear to your job?
That's one of the nice things. It's kind of up to me. I try to look professional, nice slacks and a button-up shirt, or sometimes I wear nice jeans and a button-up shirt, and I never wear a tie, I don't think. Sometimes I wear a jacket, but for the most part, just nice pants, nice shirt, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, what is your favorite part about your job?
Probably when I work with first-time buyers and they get their first home, people are generally pretty excited at that point. So that's one of the most rewarding parts of the job. That part, just helping people, whether it's selling or buying, but generally speaking, the people that are the most appreciative and the most excited are people that are buying their house for the first time.
Hmm. Okay. So what is your least favorite part about your job?
There's a few things that I don't really like to do. I don't like all the paperwork, filling out some forms that I don't like to fill out. When I put a house on the market to sell, I have to write a description for the house. I always procrastinate when it comes time to doing that. And I'm not a huge fan of doing the open houses, but for the most part, nothing is really too bad. Hmm.
Do you think your job helps people? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think I'm helping people. There's a lot of reasons why people are buying or selling real estate. Sometimes it's for good reasons. People are going to have a baby or they're just got married and they want to buy a house. Sometimes it's for sad reasons that people are selling a house. And so to be somebody that is trusted and they put faith in me to help them get through whatever they're going through at the time, I think it does help people. I feel a sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Not just accomplishment, but I feel like I am helping when people need to buy something or sell something, and I help them achieve that because it's competitive. So I do feel like I'm helping a little bit. Yeah.
What was your dream job as a kid?
As a kid, I really didn't want to do anything except for play baseball. So when I found out that professional baseball players were paid, that was my dream job. Obviously that pretty early on became evident that that wasn't going to happen. But as a kid, that's all I cared about. I don't know. I didn't have too much interest in anything else. I just liked to play. So it took me, I would say this is my third or fourth career in my working life to find, you know, the job that I do love. So it took a while. It took almost 40 years to figure it out.
Well, thank you for coming to talk with me today.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.